Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Ladies and gentlemen, I have to tell you, of all the different broadcasts I've done, of all the different topics I've covered, of all the different reasons I've had to be here live on air to discuss developments and current events, today might actually be the best day to ever be live hosting the Alex Jones Show. Today might be the greatest day. This might be my greatest honor. Of all the news we've covered here, of all the live reports, of all the breaking news, tomorrow's news today, all the controversy, all the victory, all of it, this might be the greatest day. Now, I can't come on air and officially report that we are ending abortion in this country, but last night, I guess it was probably around, 9 o'clock or so, my phone just starts blowing up off the hook. And I'm like, okay, what's going on? I think I was making dinner or something, so I was distracted, just listening. My phone just keeps blowing up. And I'm like, okay, what's going on here? And I go and I look at it, and I've got about 10, 15 messages. Did you hear they ended Roe versus Wade? Did you hear they're overturning Roe versus Wade? And at the time, I had the news on, and I saw the discussions of it. And my response was simply, yeah, okay, well, I'll believe it when I see it. But man, oh man, if you look at the response from the American left, from the Democrat Party, from liberal progressives, they truly are afraid that Roe versus Wade is about to be overturned. And in fact, it would appear that the decision has already been made by the Supreme Court. And so it was leaked by obviously a leftist, probably a clerk, a liberal clerk, leaked it to the media. And the obvious question would be, well, why? Why did this unprecedented leak happen? Well, isn't it obvious? So that the Democrats could engage in terrorism in hopes that they could intimidate, bully, and terrorize the Supreme Court out of this decision. Now, I have a giant stack of news in regards to this development on my desk in front of me, and it's going to be the thrust of today's transmission. In fact, I plan on probably covering all of this news before I get to the rest of it. But here's what I'm going to do when we come back from this short break on the Alex Jones Show. And again, I can't even tell you. I mean, I have to fill in for Alex a lot, obviously. I could not have picked a better occasion or honor to be on the air today to bring you this news that we might stop the satanic blood ritual of killing babies in this country. Now, that doesn't mean it's going to stop. If they do overturn it, there'll obviously be black market abortions. And you'll probably see states like California and New York go even further and say you can kill a baby after it's born. So there's going to be obviously backlash, and there's going to be worse things that come out of this. But something just feels right in my heart today. There's an excitement today from Christians, conservatives, lovers of life and freedom that we will no longer be killing millions of innocent babies in a satanic sacrifice. We're going to stop it. And it's a beautiful thing. Yes, and now the new current thing, ladies and gentlemen, it's not Elon Musk, not Ukraine, it's abortion.
The UN estimates that over 2 billion people alive on Earth today have cognitive disabilities, lower IQs, and so many other medical issues because of one thing, iodine deficiency. And most iodine that you get from different foods is bound to other minerals or other compounds, so it's not absorbable in the body. And that's why iodine deficiency is such a huge issue. We have the purest, cleanest, best iodine in the world from deep earth crystals more than 7,000 feet deep. X2 is an amazing product, and it has been sold out for months and months and months. It is now back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com for 25% off. Ladies and gentlemen, with all the supply chain breakdowns and the rest of it, I'm not sure when the next time we're going to get X2 is, so I would stock up on X2 right now at InfoWarsStore.com and know that you're funding the tip of the spear in the fight against the globalists. That's a 360 win. You're healthier, you have a better immune system, a better focus, better clarity, and you're funding the InfoWar. Please visit InfoWarsStore.com and get your X2 today.
Today's world, abortion supporters routinely attend pro-life rallies and attempt to bully activists. If you have a problem and need a smelly group of commie devil worshippers, maybe you can call the A-Team.
And how many did I adopt? I kill my kids.
Hey, we saw your Facebook with your communist hammer and sickle. That's pretty cool, man. Is that you on the Facebook? Is there a Facebook page of you with a hammer and sickle?
I don't think so.
I don't want children. I love things.
I pay for them. Upwards of 50.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
F*** you, you piece of
f***! Bunch of misogynist mother f***. Take your male privilege somewhere else.
How about you being aggressive?
I'm being aggressive.
One and us! Give us!
Wow! Watch out!
These steps and guys that attack Alex Jones.
The front lines of the information war. It's Alex Jones.
Doesn't it? It feels good. As Satan's demons are floundering, screaming, as their demonic souls are being tortured, knowing they can no longer kill, or potentially can no longer kill, millions of innocent babies in this country. The gnashing and clawing of the Satan's army of demons is a sign of victory for God. A sign of victory for life. A sign of victory for the good guys. Ah, yes. I guess I could do that right now, couldn't I? Oh my gosh! The conservatives, they're such bad people. They don't want babies to be murdered. They're celebrating today because we can't sacrifice babies to Satan anymore. Oh my gosh! Now, I need to be really focused today and not get too humorous in my ecstasy today. Yeah, I'm ecstatic, man! We might end abortion! Like, it feels awesome! Yeah! Yeah! I could have legal victory after legal victory. I could be the top-rated show in the history of media. This ending, abortion ending, the murder of innocent babies feels better than all of that could ever feel combined. So I'm telling you, I'm giddy today. I'm ecstatic. And I came in today, and I am super extra focused to do an excellent transmission, as I'm honored, Owen Schroyer here, to be hosting the Alex Jones Show. I can't even do my job properly. I'm so excited. Hey, it's the Alex Jones Show. We're live on this Tuesday, May 3rd. It's a great day to be alive. And many babies, many more lives may experience this amazing consciousness, this divine creation, this epic destiny known as human consciousness. But man, oh man, that light went on. We're live. I got millions of people tuned in, and I just feel good. But let me try to rein in my ecstasy here. Oh, I can't wait to see the leftist printing the stories like, oh, InfoWars ecstatic at the controversial ending of Roe vs. Wade. Oh, yeah, I'm pumped. Let me tell you. Yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, I'm feeling good. Oh, yeah. This is a bigger victory than I could ever have. Millions of innocent babies not going to be murdered in this country? Yeah, that it goes way beyond any victories that I, Owen Schroyer, or an individual could ever have. Absolutely. Oh, yeah. So here we are on this Tuesday, May 3rd, 2022. This is the Alex Jones Show. Alex out today dealing with legal stuff and taking care of some business as is needed here. And so I am more than honored to be in the host chair today. And I will be doing double duty. And believe me, I got 6 hours of news to cover today, probably even more. Now, let me just do this before I really get into the big issue of today, which is the potential ending of Roe vs. Wade and then the leak of that and why that's important. And so quickly, let me just say, yes, I've got a big stack of the Roe vs. Wade here news. And it's going to be the thrust of today's transmission. It might take me an hour or even more to get through all this. And there's so many different angles. There's so many different things to get into. And I'll just lay it out briefly here. But the Supreme Court, it appears, is going to overturn Roe vs. Wade. A Democrat leaked the decision because they're hoping they can get enough rioting and terrorist activity that they can maybe stop Roe vs. Wade from being overturned. That's how evil the American left is. That's how evil the Democrat Party is. Let's make no mistake. The only reason this got leaked is because the Democrats are hoping that their minions, their voters, go out on the streets and engage in terrorism tonight and last night, hoping they can get this thing overturned. That's what this is all about. That's the Democrat Party of America, the biggest hate group and domestic terror group in this country. Now, putting that and everything else in this stack of news aside, there is other news today. The economic news coming out today is not good, folks. It's not good. All signs indicate consumer price index going up, producer price index going up. It's already gone up at record levels in the last 12 months. New reports out saying that energy costs are only going to go up. And this is all a sign that we're entering a depression. No, not a recession. No, not little inflation. Depression. Goods scarce. Everything priced too high, and then the government getting more oppressive in those developments, clamping down on the individual liberties, fearing backlash over the policies that have caused the next great American depression. It's again the Democrat Party. It's Joe Biden. We have 2020 election news where it's pretty much confirmed in Georgia, Pennsylvania, Michigan, Wisconsin. They stole it from Trump. They stole those states from Trump. There's new information coming out about that. The auditors are demanding investigations, and they're just stunned because they're just neutral auditors that come in to look at the election. And they're like, hey, here's our findings. And then they turn them over to Republicans, too. They turn it over to Republican governors, and they turn it over to all these people. And nobody wants to investigate. Nobody wants to file a report. And the auditors are just, like, standing there, shrugging their shoulders, like, You called me in to do this job. I did the job. Here's the reports. Georgia, Michigan, Wisconsin, Pennsylvania, stolen from Trump. Here's the evidence. Now, do you care to do anything about it? And they just say, no, we're good, thanks. And the auditors just kind of stand there, shrugging their shoulders like, well, I discovered the election fraud. Here it is. What do you want? They say, we don't want it. The Clintons are not having a good week. Yeah. Nobody's going to tell you about all the crimes Hillary Clinton committed in the 2016 election. I mean, we're still investigating the 2016 crimes from Hillary Clinton. And then, of course, there is new news out of Ukraine. And then we're hoping to get a guest on from Project Veritas. Government insider reveals suspected known terrorists walk freely in the United States after Biden's Afghan withdrawal. Yeah, terrorists flew in from Afghanistan after that. And terrorists are coming across the southern border, and Project Veritas has an insider whistleblower on tape telling you this. What's the translation? The Biden administration is letting terrorists into your community.
Now, with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
According to the World Gold Council, while demand for gold is surging, 72% of people reply they lack the necessary know-how to do so. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta, owner of Advantage Gold, hands down the highest-rated gold dealer in the country. The reason? We lead with education. We've taught millions of investors how to buy gold safely and securely, and our in-depth gold guide explains everything you need to know. From what type of metals to consider, if an IRA or cash transaction is best, and how you can be certain that the gold you're buying is authentic, certified, and real. Call 800-900-8000 now and get our number one rated first-time gold buyer's kit. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the information you need to secure your future. Call 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000 today.
When I was a kid, I wanted to be just like Cal Ripken. It's definitely humbling to know that now people are calling me a hero. Instead of finding the IED with my metal detector, the IED found me first, and that resulted in double above-knee amputations. It's hard to describe the feeling of meeting somebody that you've always wanted to be like. There are people now that are looking up to you for their inspiration and to be their role model.
Visit saluteheroes.org to learn more.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
Ladies and gentlemen, I'm about to give you a URL that can and will change your life. You will simply investigate it and look into it for your own self. Do your own research. This is an absolute 360 win for GCN, for American Tax Solutions, and for you. Ladies and gentlemen, these are top tax lawyers that will deliver you super service very, very quickly and change your life. The average person can save up to 90% on their taxes. Visit GCNTaxCut.com. That's GCNTaxCut.com.
InfoWars World Headquarters in Austin, Texas. Satan's minions, the demons cast upon us, are seething that they might not be able to kill innocent children anymore. It's a good feeling, isn't it? It's a good feeling to know good is winning. And this is a major sign that good is winning, and we're turning things around in this country. So let me give you the basics here before I delve into the nuts and bolts of it and dig deeper into this story. The Supreme Court allegedly has decided to overturn Roe v. Wade. I have read some of the opinion, and it's been confirmed that it is a real leak of the actual opinion, so it's real. Supreme Court, Pierce has decided to overturn Roe v. Wade, and not only that, but the Supreme Court also, in their opinion, writing that essentially they expected Democrats and liberals to riot and engage in terrorism when they learned of this decision. And they even put that in the opinion, saying we're not going to be swayed and persuaded and manipulated by violent terrorists. I'm paraphrasing, but I have the exact highlight from the opinion that I'll tell you. So, I mean, they knew the Democrats would engage in terrorism when they found out about this. But of course, whenever something happens that the Democrats don't like, they engage in terrorism. Rioting, looting, arson, assault, battery, murder. Terrorism. It's the Democrat Party. It's the biggest domestic terror group in the country. It's the biggest hate group in the country. They run the whole show. They now own the FBI. So that's why the FBI does their bidding. But let's not get distracted. It didn't take long, did it? Last night, the psychotic, demonic leftists were outside the Supreme Court gnashing and wailing and crying and screaming in disgust that they can't have an abortion. Now, there's an odd factor of this that I don't want to belabor too much right now, but I'll come back to. There's a really odd thing happening here. Now, this is the new current thing, by the way. The old NPC upload has now been updated. So, I mean, within a matter of a month, we've gone from Ukraine, I support Ukraine, I stand with Ukraine, Ukraine, to then Elon Musk bad, Matt Musk really bad, we must stop Elon Musk bad. And now the new upload, and now the leftist trolls, the leftist brainwashed minions, Satan's demons, they've got their new upload. And abortion good. We must abort babies. We must kill babies. Overturning Roe v. Wade bad. And so that's the new current thing that these brainwashed NPCs are parroting. It's really amazing, isn't it, to sit here and watch the zombie hordes be brainwashed in real time? It's really amazing, isn't it, to sit here and watch the actual propaganda work in real time and get a real time response with almost no delay factor at all? I mean, as soon as they say, we stand with Ukraine, boom, the mobs, we stand with Ukraine. As soon as they say, Elon Musk bad, boom, the mobs, Elon Musk bad. And then they're ready to forget about all of it. They're ready to put all of it behind, oh, it's their biggest issue. But then all you have to do is flick the switch, and all of a sudden the biggest issue on the planet, no longer an issue to them. Now it's Roe versus Wade, they must abort babies. You are watching 21st century mind control, MK Ultra, in real time, no delay, no hesitation, no resistance. These people are completely brainwashed. You're witnessing it. You're watching millions of people under a trance, under a spell, under hypnosis, responding to stimuli exactly how they're programmed to, being used as zombie hordes, as Satan's New World Order minions. But how many of these people actually get abortions? How many of these people are actually going to ever have an abortion? How many of these people are actually even sexually active? I mean, I'm not trying to be rude here, folks, but let's just be honest. You go out to these pro-abortion groups, nobody's touching these women with a broomstick, let alone engaging in sexual activity with them. These women aren't having abortions. They're not having sex. They hate men. And men don't like them either. They stink. They're fat. They're ugly. They don't have an ounce of femininity in them. They chant how they love Satan. You think these women are having abortions? You think these women are actually having sex and getting pregnant? They're all on birth control anyway. They go on birth control, they're not even having sex. So it's a real odd thing to have all these creeps out there loving abortion so much, but you know they're not having abortion. So that's a whole mystery level to this. I don't believe anything they say. Oh, I've had 50 abortions. I've had 30 abortions. You know what? You're lying, just like you lie about everything else. So what is it really? They're under mind control. They're literally brainwashed zombie hordes just doing what they're told. Maybe they've had an abortion. Maybe they want to have an abortion. I don't know. But these aren't people that have had abortions that are just like sharing how great the experience is. These aren't people that are planning on having an abortion. Who does that anyway? What kind of sick freak would do that anyway? So it's this weird thing where it's just a culture of death. It's just a satanic, demonic culture of death where they just want innocent babies to be killed. And they like it. So that's a really odd aspect to all of this. Why is there such a rush to get out there and support abortion when you don't plan on having one, you're not sexually active, you've never had one, and somehow this is your big issue? But that's kind of an odd aside. This is an odd affront. Roe versus Wade should have been ended years ago because it was a Democrat Party lie and always has been. You see, the Democrats took Jane Roe and convinced her to have an abortion. And they convinced her not only to have an abortion, but to become the leading spokeswoman for abortions in this country. Demons like Gloria Allred. These are demons. That's a demon. Now, for Jane Roe, she ultimately didn't totally give herself over to these demons, because guess what? She never aborted her baby. What? That's right. The baby in Roe versus Wade was never even aborted. Not only that, the plaintiff, known as Jane Roe, said that she regretted her role in the Roe versus Wade case and regrets her life being used to promote baby murder. The left never wants you to know about any of this. See, and if you understand that, you understand everything. All Democrat activism is rooted and founded in a lie. They lie about everything. Do you know, they even lied about Rosa Parks. Did you know that? I forget the woman's name. There was a woman who actually was the real Rosa Parks, who didn't give up her seat to a white woman on the bus, but the Democrats didn't want to use her to promote. Why? Because she had an illegitimate child. So the Democrats set up Rosa Parks to be the spokesperson, even though the real Rosa Parks had already been arrested, a black woman, put in jail, but the Democrats didn't want to use her as the face of that movement because she had an illegitimate child. Is that racist by the Democrats?
The UN estimates that over 2 billion people alive on Earth today have cognitive disabilities, lower IQs, and so many other medical issues because of one thing, iodine deficiency. And most iodine that you get from different foods is bound to other minerals or other compounds, so it's not absorbable in the body. And that's why iodine deficiency is such a huge issue. We have the purest, cleanest, best iodine in the world from deep earth crystals more than 7,000 feet deep. X2 is an amazing product, and it has been sold out for months and months and months. It is now back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com for 25% off. Ladies and gentlemen, with all the supply chain breakdowns and the rest of it, I'm not sure when the next time we're going to get X2 is, so I would stock up on X2 right now at InfoWarsStore.com and know that you're funding the tip of the spear in the fight against the globalists. That's a 360 win. You're healthier, you have a better immune system, a better focus, better clarity, and you're funding the InfoWar. Please visit InfoWarsStore.com and get your X2 today.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Extendivite really works. Here's just a few testimonials from Amazon. Patricia, excellent herbal formula. I use Extendivite to keep my cardiovascular system fine-tuned. Brian, I'm using Extendivite, and for me, it has made a world of difference. God made all these nutrients in the ground. Enough said. Cammie, 5 stars. I feel a lot of energy since I started taking Extendivite. TR, 5 stars. All I can say is, Extendivite works. Buy it, try it, and see for yourself. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
According to the World Gold Council, while demand for gold is surging, 72% of people reply they lack the necessary know-how to do so. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta, owner of Advantage Gold, hands down the highest-rated gold dealer in the country. The reason? We lead with education. We've taught millions of investors how to buy gold safely and securely, and our in-depth gold guide explains everything you need to know. From what type of metals to consider, if an IRA or cash transaction is best, and how you can be certain that the gold you're buying is authentic, certified, and real. Call 800-900-8000 now and get our number one rated first-time gold buyer's kit. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the information you need to secure your future. Call 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000 today.
Big Brother, mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want to stop tyranny? Well, so does he. Live from the InfoWars.com studios, it's Alex Jones. And now, your host, Owen Schroyer.
All right, listen. We've got a guest from Project Veritas coming up with their latest report. Project Veritas government insider reveals suspected known terrorists walk freely in the United States after Biden's Afghanistan withdrawal, plus wide-open southern border. And they'll be joining us here momentarily. We're also going to be joined by Alex Jones in the next hour. So right out of the gates in the next hour, Alex is going to weigh in on the latest reports of the Supreme Court ending Roe versus Wade. By the way, the Democrats were already prepared for this, and now the state of California is proposing legislation that basically, if you want to have an abortion, California will pay for it and pay for your commute to have an abortion in the state of California if Roe v. Wade is overturned. And then what you're going to have is immediately at least half the United States will make abortion illegal. And that's when California will propose or maybe try to sign the bill into legislation that if you travel to California, they will pay for your travel, pay for your abortion, pay for everything. Yeah, the state of California that's in debt, totally broke. Yeah, they'll pay for your abortion and everything else. Same thing goes with the big corporations like Amazon. Amazon said that they will reimburse employees who travel for abortion care and other medical procedures. They just throw that in there. It's really just all about abortion. It's a political statement from Amazon. I guess maybe is now the time, if you haven't yet, to boycott Amazon. Wow. So I've obviously got more on all of this coming up. And it's just amazing. I mean, to watch the leftists freak out and break down. And they don't even realize at this point they're just the boy that cried wolf. Because they panic over anything that doesn't go their way. And we've just watched them in a small period of time now. I mean, the whole world, but more importantly, the American people, have witnessed in the last 3 months, but overall in the last 5 years, but more focused in the last 3 months, just how brainwashed and zombified and stupefied and in a trance the American people are, more specifically the American left. The panic over Ukraine, so synthetic. The panic over Elon Musk, so synthetic. But now the legitimate panic that they have, that they can't murder their babies anymore. Everyone is kind of looking around like, wow, these people are psychotic. They're brainwashed. They have a lust for blood and death. Now they want to have a disinformation department, like right out of Orwell. And get ready, because the Democrat terrorism and riots in response to abortion is about to begin. And again, this won't affect 99.9% of the people that are going to go out and riot and protest against Roe v. Wade being overturned will never have an abortion. So why are they doing this? So we're joined now by one of the great members of Project Veritas, R.C. Maxwell. And the latest report, again, Project Veritas, government insider reveals suspected known terrorists walk freely in the U.S. after Biden's Afghan withdrawal, plus the southern border there, too. R.C., thank you for joining us. Project Veritas, always doing great work. What do people need to know about the latest report?
Well, thanks for having me on, Owen. Well, what they need to know is that there are terrorists who are at least suspected terrorists by our own Department of Homeland Security who are roaming freely here in the United States. Our report is from an insider, a source within the federal government, who supplied with us dozens of individuals that we were able to independently verify that were listed as Tier 1 armed and dangerous individuals from Afghanistan who were granted expedited access into our country as a result of Biden's Operation Allies Welcome. Not only are they living in the United States, Owen, some of them even have work visas. Living in parts of California, the Midwest, even our nation's capital, Washington, D.C. So, you know, this is definitely a harrowing report. The Americans are chilled to these kinds of reports. They feel like they're getting so much information about people coming in from our border. However, this is legitimate information. This is confirmed. We've not been fact-checked yet. We embrace a fact-check. We know that they've endorsed InfoWars fact-checks many a times for InfoWars reports on refugees. Well, this is an independently verified, confirmed report given to us by an insider, a whistleblower from the federal government, who has said that there are terrorists, people who have engaged in explosive devices, even murder internationally, who are now in the United States as your neighbor.
So let's be clear here. The American people still have to get a proctology exam if they want to fly. They still have to get their self patted down, walk through the metal detectors. And we were told this is because people in the Middle East hate us and want to kill us. Like, I don't know, out of countries like Afghanistan. Now we're taking the suspected terrorists that we had to change our lives for and go into a security state for. Now they're being flown in on the dime of the U.S. taxpayer, and the U.S. government isn't even vetting them?
U.S. government has already vetted them and, in fact, determined that they are terrorists and determined that they should be on watch lists. And in fact, in some of these instances, as you can see from our report on ProjectVeritas.com, they were actually taken off of a terrorist watch list in order to gain access to some of these visas. So, you know, we don't have any information on the intent behind the government in terms of letting some of these individuals across. But merely the eye test tells you this is negligence and incompetence. And yes, you're right. You know, there are actually many Americans who are on no-fly lists for some of their political posts. But keep in mind, there are people who have engaged, again, in explosive acts of terrorism, murder, and they're in the United States getting work visas. And you keep in mind, the director of U.S. Citizenship and Immigration Services, we've also published a never-before-seen all-hands video from an internal Zoom where they are actually patting themselves on the back for this process, saying we are so, so, so proud. She said proud many times about their efforts to, expedite thousands of individuals from Afghanistan, many of whom clearly are unsafe. And one more thing, Owen, our insider has actually identified hundreds of individuals that he says fits the bill for suspected terrorism. We at Project Veritas were only able to independently confirm access of dozens of those individuals. So this is definitely something that all Americans should be keeping an eye on.
So we know there's at least a couple dozen of them. There could be hundreds. Did the government insider, the whistleblower, did he come to you guys with concerns?
Absolutely. At Project Veritas, we obviously protect our sources, and we attempt to cultivate sources many times. As you can even see on our social media posts, we're asking for insiders to come to us. You know, but this is an instance where someone came to us blowing the whistle. So, obviously the information this individual is seeing must be so beyond the pale that he wanted to reach out to us because he knows that Project Veritas, you know, we're just going to publish records and we're not going to opine on them like many of these other media outlets might do.
And by the way, you guys have all the documents here with the suspected terrorists and the charges that they've already faced. I mean, this is unbelievable that they would get access into the country. I mean, we're talking about murder charges and other such charges here. You guys have documented all of it in your most recent video, ProjectVeritas.com. Is there more to follow? I mean, this doesn't seem like the end of this story.
Well, you know, we just made the decision to not redact certain information in the records, you know, including the actual files and the receipt numbers within the government record. So anyone in the government wants to, you know, fact check us on this, they will find all those individuals. They will also find their list of offenses. We definitely do expect more. Obviously, we're going to continue working with our insider, who obviously has some phenomenal access within the federal government. We're going to continue working with our insider, and, I can definitely say we're not done when it comes to reporting on the broken borders in America. We definitely have some more border content coming, and I'd definitely like to discuss that with you when we have it released.
Well, this is unbelievable. Project Veritas continues to do heroic work. They should have a whole room full of awards. RC, thank you for joining us. They caught the Biden administration letting...
GCN's policy is open forum, avoiding censorship. Defense costs for words spoken outside of our control supersede the ability to deliver voices to this important talk platform. The First Amendment is the foundation of our core values. Cancel culture is silencing voices regardless of perspective. Freedom to speak is in the balance. Support the legitimacy of speech itself. Consider donating to SaveGCN.com. That's SaveGCN.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
According to the World Gold Council, while demand for gold is surging, 72% of people reply they lack the necessary know-how to do so. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta, owner of Advantage Gold. Hands down, the highest-rated gold dealer in the country. The reason? We lead with education. We've taught millions of investors how to buy gold safely and securely, and our in-depth gold guide explains everything you need to know. From what type of metals to consider, if an IRA or cash transaction is best, and how you can be certain that the gold you're buying is authentic, certified, and real. Call 800-900-8000 now and get our number one rated first-time gold buyer's kit. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the information you need to secure your future. Call 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000 today.
Stopping millions of babies from being aborted is a win for the good guys. That's a win for the good guys. For the eugenicists, globalists, the social engineers, the population control agenda, it's bad news. They don't like more people on the planet, so they're not going to like. I mean, what are the numbers, guys? I think it's 125,000 babies aborted every day on this planet. What is it, like 60 million aborted in America since Roe versus Wade? So the globalists, the eugenicists, the social engineers, the population control agenda, it looks at that as a bad thing. It says 60 million less humans is a good thing because that means the potential 100 million humans that could come from that 60 million are no longer with us. And then there could be 200 million from that, and then half a billion, and then a billion, and then we have a billion more people. And we hate people. People need to die. That's how Bill Gates and the globalists feel. So you have to understand something. The people that view themselves as the owners or the stewards of this planet, it's a death cult ritual for the Satanists, and it's a population control agenda for the globalists, the eugenicists. So that's why they rowdy up their base and anger and get their people out in the streets violently because it's their agenda. So that's why, you understand, These people, all these people going on the streets, 99.9% of them won't have an abortion, never had an abortion, probably aren't even having sex. If they are, they're on birth control. So it's not even their issue. It's not even their movement. It has nothing to do with them. They're just brainwashed minions being programmed to do what the social engineers want them to do. So that's what it is. This is a globalist population control Satanist agenda of killing kids, killing life on the planet. And it's just the brainwashed minions of that that are upset that there's not going to be 100 million more babies aborted in this country. You've had over 14 million just this year alone. By the way, most of the countries that the left says, oh, it's the best country, it's a socialist country, abortion's illegal in those countries. They don't realize that, but nonetheless. So just understand, that's why the minions are out in the streets, that's why they're panicked, that's why the media is telling them to go out and be violent and engage in terrorism, because it's the globalist population control, social engineer, eugenics agenda. They're just the brainwashed minions, they're just the slaves, they're just the zombies of that movement, of that top-down revolution. Now, it's really incredible, isn't it, watching all of this when it was all based on a lie? Jane Roe never had an abortion, and Jane Roe regrets being used by Gloria Allred and the radical anti-life left to start the Roe versus Wade movement and the abortion movement. It was all based on a lie. And so when you understand that, you understand the Democrat Party operational procedure. Everything that the radical left, stumps for is based on a lie. Man-made climate change, based on a lie. Trump-Russia collusion, based on a lie. I mean, you can go on and on and on. Everything they fight for, everything they believe in, is based in a lie. Everything. They just haven't figured it out yet. And they keep saying, oh, it's the rights of women. It's women's choice. Well, does the baby have any rights? What if the baby's a woman? And I agree, women do have a choice. Women have a choice not to have sex. And if they're forced to have sex, that's called rape. And if the left was stumping for women that got impregnated via rape, and for them to have abortions, well, that would be one thing. That would be one thing that maybe conservatives and Christians would compromise on. Not all, but some. But that's not what it is. They want all abortions all the time for anybody, any age, even if the baby's born. Of course, they don't actually want that. They're not actually doing that. They're just programmed and brainwashed into promoting that, which is just the agenda of the world elite, population control, social engineer, eugenicists. So no, a woman has a choice, but isn't it amazing how we don't have this logic playing out in the debate? Why don't we talk about, okay, a woman's choice? A woman has the choice not to have sex. It's that simple. That's not rude or crass to say. That's correct. Again, if a woman is forced to have sex, what do we call that? Rape. It's a crime. Okay? But see what happens now, and guess what? The left is destroying that too. Because the left now will issue false rape claims against people they don't like Brett Kavanaugh. So yeah, a woman has the choice not to have sex. And by the way, a woman has the choice to engage in actual birth control, pills, implantables, all kinds of stuff. If she does want to have sex, she can make a man wear a condom. I mean, there's all kinds of options, obviously. You can track your menstrual cycles and know when you're ovulating and when you're not, when you can get pregnant, when you're not. All these different things remain an option for women. Nobody's taking these off the table. A woman does have a choice. But they act like, oh, no, women just get pregnant. It's like, oh, women just magically get pregnant and you're forcing them to have a baby. Just magically a baby, just whoop, baby, oh. That only happened once, folks. It's called Jesus Christ, and they deny that. But see, they not only sully the water there because they use rape, false rape accusations to destroy men that they don't politically agree with. So now Even the dastardly, horrific act of rape has been desensitized in this country because of liberals, because of leftists that lie about rape accusations. So now that's an issue. So now, because so many people have lied about rape allegations, now maybe a woman doesn't feel comfortable coming forward with rape allegations because she might not be believed because of all the liars that lied about rape for political reasons, like the left with Brett Kavanaugh. So you notice how there's a theme here? The left destroys everything, and the left wants to destroy life as we know it, literally before it's even out of the womb. And the whole thing was based on a lie. Jane Roe never aborted her baby, and Jane Roe wishes she was never used by the Democrats to promote baby murder. Now, the leak is legitimate. It's been confirmed, and the Supreme Court, I guess, has already decided they're going to overturn Roe versus Wade, a decision long overdue because it was all based on a lie anyway. And even in their leaked opinion, they suspected that the left and the Democrats would engage in terrorist activity, which they're already threatening to do starting last night. This was in the text from the opinion. But we cannot exceed the scope of our authority under the Constitution, and we cannot allow our decisions to be affected by extraneous influences such as coercion or concern about the public's reaction to our work. In other words, if we decide to overturn Roe versus Wade, the Democrats are going to riot and engage in terrorism, but we can't let that threat stop us from doing our duty. And that's what it is. And they knew it. Everybody knows it. It's the Democrat Party. It's the biggest terror group in America. Just look at the summer of 2020. So what does this mean, though? This means that everybody in the whole world, everybody in the country knows that the Democrats are the biggest terror group in America, and that even the Supreme Court is expecting them to engage in terrorism upon learning of this decision, as they put that, in so many words, in the leaked opinion. And that's why, as soon as this came out last night, they were already out in the streets fomenting the violence that they're assuredly getting ready to engage in. Now, here's the other issue here. This is now probably, I think that they've decided J6 is not a winning strategy for the midterms. They can't run on the economy. That's a disaster. They can't run on war. That's all. The Democrats are the party of war. So they can't run on being anti-war. They have nothing to run on, folks. The Democrats have nothing to run on. So now they're going to run on abortion. And I think that's their plan. So don't be surprised if you start seeing pro-abortion riots. Now, that's going to be tougher to pull off. That's going to be tougher to pull off, but they may try to pull it off. By the way, remember, because the left says that men can't comment on abortion because men can't get pregnant, but the left also now says that men can get pregnant. So are men now allowed to comment on this issue or no? Or was that just another lie that you liberals told? So men can get pregnant. So now can men comment on abortion? Or are we going to say, well, no, men still can't talk about abortion, even though we make up that men can get pregnant now? I mean, you understand that the American left has gone completely psychotic.
In the 1800s, there were 160 spas set up in Europe to dispense fresh liquid whey. The sick would recover their health and the aged would become rejuvenated. There's only one whey protein powder on the market that can generate and surpass the results seen in the whey spas in Europe. But first, let me tell you the story of 90-year-old Mary, who was semi-bedridden and in hospice care. Mary had been consuming only a pea protein and pasteurized milk drink. Then Mary was put on the Green Meadow whey mixed with raw milk. She was given 2 to 3 whey drinks per day. On the very first day, Mary was up and came into the kitchen and made chicken soup. She was on her feet for many hours. 3 days later, Mary had gained 2.5 pounds of healthy weight. Green Meadow Whey is health giving to both young and old. Green Meadow Whey is guaranteed to make you feel better, stronger, reduce your inflammation, and eliminate virtually all toxins from your body without feeling sick. To order, go to bestwayprotein.net. That's bestwayprotein.net. Or call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325.
The UN estimates that over 2 billion people alive on Earth